But I was very happy with the reception that I got, and I think it was very positive from all the councillors and from the Coherlic, you know. And I do, as I said, I know quite a number of the officials that were there as well, and I want to thank everybody who was there today and who contributed. I would like to thank Anne-Marie, who helped me to organise. She's an official with Donegal County Council, done a tremendous lot of work for the deputation to come here.
But again, what has come out of it is the promise of a couple of letters and maybe a meeting.
Well, we will be the letters, as I emphasised, are no use. We need to talk to these people in the Department of Foreign Affairs, to Jimmy Deanhan's department and the Taoiseach's department directly. And I think the proposal for the conference was a very solid proposal. We certainly will be going with that, because we need to speak with these people directly. As I said in my speech, letters are of no use. We had a letter sent to us back in early February by a secretary of the Department of Foreign Affairs. It means nothing. What we need is the elected government of today to take a strong initiative to go to the embassy, open up a discussion, open up a conversation regarding the waivers. And I think this will be a start of it. I know that Donegal people are very, very strong about this. And Donegal people have quite a big number of undocumented in the United States. So I know they're very passionate about it. And we need action, as I said.
You want this to be an election issue for all parties and none for the election scheduled for early next year?
That is correct, yeah. We want it on their agenda. If it's not on their agenda, we'll be asking them why they're having it on the agenda. We want them to make it an issue. It is an issue. It's an issue if you have 70,000 of your people in the United States since the late 1980s and 90s and haven't been at home. Then there's something wrong. There's something fundamentally wrong. And the fact of the matter is that other countries have got the waivers and we haven't got none. What happened?
Is that because of inaction that that hasn't happened on Ireland's behalf?
I think that Ireland, yes, haven't done what they're supposed to do. The point is important to make, that the groups that operate for the Irish undocumented in the United States are still working away. What we're about is that the elected parliamentarians, councillors and officials from Ireland become involved and become part of it.
And you had people with you today directly affected by this issue, not least yourself, with family and friends in America for over a decade that can't simply come home even to attend a funeral.
This is one of the big problems. They cannot come home for a funeral. They can't come home to see their father and mother. As I said, they've never seen someone. They've never seen their aunts or uncles or their first cousins or second cousins. And in all fairness, what government would tolerate that? I don't think there's any government in the modern world would tolerate that.